Good evening, All Saints. Today's sermon is titled, But God Spoke Through Silence. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity, the strength, and the trust to share your word tonight. Melt me, mold me, fill me, and use me as your vessel. May your word fall on fertile grounds, and may we have the grace to live it out daily in Jesus' name. Amen. We end our summer series on But God with a striking story. Jesus standing before King Herod, Herod Antipas, in Luke 23:8-9. And I read, Herod had long wanted to see Jesus. He had heard rumors of miracles and hoped to see something spectacular. But when he questioned Jesus, the Bible says he plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. This is the end of the reading. This is what we call deafening silence. The Son of God who spoke and storms ceased, who called Lazarus out of the tomb, who taught multitudes, here he chose not to say a word. Why silence? And what does it mean for us? Here is a bit of background on Herod, King Herod. Herod Antipas was the son of Herod the Great. He ruled over Galilee and Perea. He was the one who ordered the execution of John the Baptist. By the time Jesus was brought before him, he was just seeking entertainment, not the truth. Imagine the scene. Here is Herod excited. Jesus' silence revealed Herod's heart. It showed the difference between curiosity and truth seeking. Silence forces us to examine why we approach God for spectacle or for salvation. This silence itself was a sermon. Lesson one, silence shows sovereignty, Jesus's sovereignty. Jesus had already shown who he was. By healing the sick, feeding the hungry, walking on water, he did not need to prove himself on Herod's terms. Herod wanted a show while Jesus came to bring salvation. Sometimes God's silence is the way of reminding us that he is God, not a performer. Prayer is not putting coins in vending machines and waiting for the product to drop. His silence reminds us he is sovereign. Lesson two, silence can be judgment. Throughout his ministry, I mean Jesus' ministry, Jesus welcomed seekers and responded to the humble. But here, a mocking and unrepentant ruler, he was silent. Silence from God can be a form of judgment when our hearts are hardened and our motives wrong. Herod's curiosity was shallow. He was blind to who Jesus really was. His mockery brought silence. Lesson 3, silence can invite trust. But silence is not always judgment. Sometimes God's silence is an invitation to grow in faith. Job experienced silence before God, spoke from the whirlwind. The disciples felt silence when Jesus slept in the storm before he brought peace. God's silence is often the space where faith grows deeper. It is like when parents suddenly go quiet in their house and their children get nervous. Mom's not saying anything. What's she planning? God's silence isn't absence, it's preparation of something that is coming, a good thing that is coming for us. How do we approach God? Before judging Herod, let us ask ourselves, do we pray like consumers, making a demand list? Do we worship when it is convenient instead of in surrender? Do we want blessings but resist his will? When we approach God with like Herod, we may meet silence. But when we come with humility, even his silence becomes guidance. A word of discernment, silence, and speaking. Brothers and sisters, as we reflect on the power of silence, we must also remember that silence is not always the answer. While Jesus' deafening silence before Herod teaches us about sovereignty, patience, and the weight of God's authority, silence without discernment can sometimes be harmful. There are moments when staying silent can enable sin, allow injustice to continue, or prevent God's truth from being spoken. Scripture reminds us in Ezekiel 3:18, that when we fail to warn the wicked, we share responsibility for their choices. And in Ecclesiastes 3:7, we are reminded that there is a proper time to speak and as well as a time to remain silent. Even Jesus himself demonstrated this balance. He was silent before Herod, revealing divine sovereignty. But he spoke boldly before Pilate to declare the truth of his kingdom. John 18:36-37. This shows that discernment is essential, knowing when to be quiet and knowing when to speak. The Word of God calls us to seek His guidance in every moment. James 1:19 urges us to be quick to listen, slow to speak. And Colossians 4:6 teaches that our conversations should be full of grace, seasoned with salt. Both silence and speech have power, but only when they are guided by the Spirit of God. So tonight, let us take this to heart. Exercise silence wisely as a tool of honor to God. Reflect His sovereignty and grow in faith. Recognize when silence could be harmful and be ready to speak boldly for truth and righteousness. Above all, see God's discernment in every moment, asking Him to guide your words and your silence so that both can bring glory to His name. In conclusion, Herod wanted entertainment while Jesus offered redemption. Herod mocked while God was fulfilling salvation. The challenge for us is this: will we seek Him like Herod, or like disciples hungry for His will to be fulfilled? May we learn to trust Him in every season, even in silence, because in that silence, God still speaks. Amen.